What is up to all my Distinguished Minds family out there and all of our new listeners? It is your boy Distinguished Jason, and I'm back with another episode of the Stream of Consciousness podcast. I am in the beautiful city of Fairfield, California, and I'm currently on my way to meet with some of my new clients. I've been working with these guys on some marketing stuff, and they are the Acquired Dose family. These guys are a cannabis delivery service. And they're located here in the city of Fairfield, and I've had the opportunity to work with them, so I thought it would only be right to bring them on the podcast, teach you guys more about them, teach you guys about not only the cannabis industry, but you know, they do some things on the health and wellness and partner with some guys in the CBD space, which I think is very cool. So I'm not actually a very big smoker, let alone a smoker at all, but I've learned so much since working with these guys. I thought it would be important as the cannabis industry continues to change and they continue to legalize things to maybe deliver you guys the opportunity to gain some education and see where this field is going. So I'll be meeting with these guys here in just a moment. You guys stay tuned. But in the meantime, over on the Distinguished Minds website, we just dropped two brand new t-shirts. So please log on to www.distinguishedminds.com and go ahead and check those out. There's content updated on that website daily over on the blog and so on and so forth. So while you guys are waiting for me, go take a look. What is up, you guys? It is your boy, Distinguished Jason, and we are back with another episode. Today, I'm catching up with my brothers from Acquired Dose. I have Alex and G-Day here with me. How you guys doing today?
What up, man?
What up, man? Thanks for having us, Jason. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, bro. So you guys have a cannabis delivery company called Acquired Dose. Kind of walk me through what the business is, how long you guys have had it. Give me and all these viewers the rundown on Acquired Dose.
Give them the rundown. I mean, we can talk for hours and hours, Jason, but you know, as a COO, I think it would be only necessary to have our CEO explain his vision for it and how he came up with the idea. Alex, you know, oh, man. Do your thing.
Put me on the spot.
Do your thing.
Yeah, so Acquired Dose obviously is a membership subscription-based cannabis delivery service. And what we really wanted to do was just bring a little innovation and some more customer-friendly services to the cannabis industry, you know, and since it's brand new, obviously it's a good opportunity to get in. So
kind of
fell on my lap in a sense. Obviously I had to reach out and to certain people and kind of gather more information. But once I started doing that, you know, the law of attraction kicked in and I started meeting the right people and the opportunity for a delivery service kind of fell in my lap. So from there, obviously, I became obsessed.
Any good business owner, bro.
Yeah, I became obsessed. I became really obsessed, man. I couldn't stop thinking about it 24/7. And my girl tried to talk to me, tried to tell me our plans for the next day. The next day come around, I'll be like, what'd you say we were doing? Oh, I told you this yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah. And it's just occupying my brain space, you know, 24/7. So kind of just came up with the business model, you know, came up with the idea, came up with how we could be different in this space. And, you know, the name kind of came to me you know, I've always been big on wordplay and big on words, you know, and I've always kind of like really looking at definitions of words and maybe like collabing one or two words. So I figured that this would be a good play on words. You know, Acquired Dose pretty much just means to me is that you're getting, you know, acquire is something that you kind of have to have exposure to enjoy it. And if you haven't had exposure to it, then you can't really have that acquired taste or the acquired want for it. And, you know, Acquired Dose obviously gives you that proper, you know, dose, that proper amount that you need to get exposed to it and to enjoy it in the right way. So that's kind of where I came up with the whole
nice one. The concept is so dope. Obviously you guys brought me, well, not to them, but obviously you guys brought me on to help with the marketing, and some of the first things I noticed was like how amazing the team was, how driven everyone was. But either one of you guys can walk me through it. Like, it's one of the faster growing businesses I've seen in terms of like a young company that went out and got to it immediately.
you know, a lot of times with people who have businesses, they sit on the idea for a long time and then they decide to kind of like take off and make an attempt. But if things don't work out early on, they fall back. So I'm very impressed with the idea that all of us as a team have been like, just keep moving, right? So what is it that, I'm going to ask you, Jude, what is it that drives you as a COO in terms of inspiration? And then Alex, I'll have you go second.
I mean, I'm really glad that you guys, you know, looped it back to this point, because it just goes back to what Alex discussed a little bit earlier. I'm going to frame it like this. I mean, one thing that was evident throughout his story is he never gave up, you know. He continued to work through it. There was things that he needed to find out, people he needed to get connected to, and that ended up happening for him. So for me, finding the inspiration to be a part of Acquired Dose and knowing what Alex was creating, it's kind of like a no-brainer when he was explaining the vision and the direction that he was going towards. And I knew I had to be a part of it. And from that, we were able to get Jason on board, a few other people, and continue to actually pull things in the right direction and developing the ideas, where we're thinking we're going, how we need to approach the market, what we need to do on the operational side, who do we need to partner with, what we're going to do to scale, to actually create, you know, a business that's going to be viable. That way we continue to eat, you know, everybody's eating at the table, you know, and create an idea for ourselves. But it really just comes back to doing the work, not letting it stay in your head, because an idea always sounds great until you say it out loud. And then you tell other people about it, and then they don't agree with it, and then it goes back in your head because you lose your confidence again, right? So, you know, it really just comes down to if you're really passionate about it, if you know it's a good idea, and you continue to work through it, and that's what really brought us to this point. But I'm going to take it on to Alex and ask him, like, in terms of inspiration and motivation, where do you find that from?
Yeah. going back to what you were saying about having an idea and really sticking to it, that's mainly what it was for me. Like within the last 2 to 3 years, I've been kind of trying to separate myself as a person.
You mean like kind of distinguish yourself from the rest? Sorry, shameless plug, guys. I couldn't help it.
Yeah, exactly. Gang. Distinguish myself, you know, from the rest. So I've been, I wouldn't even say from the rest, just really tried to.
No, just leave it at for the rest. It's okay. You can just leave it as a tagline.
Yeah, no, just trying to separate myself from other people, not to be different than them, but to be able to really figure out who I am as a person. Word. And I've been doing a lot of reading and, you know, a lot of audiobooks, a lot of different things like that. And kind of just when this idea came to me, I knew that I had to take action based off of what I've been understanding through my reading and things like that. And I also knew I had to take action too, just based off of common sense and watching other people have ideas but not follow through. So I was able to live by their example and be like, okay, well, this is how I don't, you know, this is how I don't build a business. So let me do the opposite and let me make it happen. So that's been my huge motivation. And then just having people be kind of inspired by me in a sense was something that I didn't really expect, and that's keeping me going, you know, obviously. But really it's my brainchild now at this point, and I can't really give it up for adoption.
You know, really quick, Alex, I wanted to add something to that, because you did mention something that I wanted to, you know, shed some more light on. You said that there was, you know, there's instances where when people are presented with an idea, they don't really follow through with it. They give themselves whatever excuse not to pursue it. I know a lot of smart people that come up with really good ideas, but the one thing, oh, you know, it's going to take a lot of work. I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to do that. And there's two alternatives to every situation. Either you do it or you don't do it. And that's really what it comes down to. And if you don't do it, that means you're just spending your time doing something else or doing it for someone else. Right. Or if you actually decide to do it, you know, take the bumps, take the bruises, you're going to be a lot more satisfied with whatever the result is. Because at least at the end of the day, you're going to know you tried, regardless if you failed or you succeeded. But as you learn and go through life at this point, I would hope you would understand that every failure leads to a success. Right. And that's how we got to this point. But I'm glad Alex did bring that up.
Yeah, absolutely. I would have to say that that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned while running a company, is that I think we often think we're going to get into entrepreneurship or running a business and it's going to get easier. I think it's like a common misconception that that people who aren't doing it or at least not doing it correctly, they kind of stick to that. They're like, oh, I'm going to run a company and then I'm going to be in Puerto Rico 4 days out the week and I'm going to have my employees back running it. And then they start and they're like... Yeah.
On my private yacht, you know. They're like, my first year.
Because they're usually sitting there and they get started and they're like, shit, I got to work 16 hours. I may as well just keep my day job. I only work 4 to 8 hours there and my check's guaranteed every 2 weeks. So, like, in terms of, like, the amount of money that you have to put into a company to really get it off the ground.
And time.
Man, tell me kind of, like, the, I guess... the biggest lesson or the new...
This nigga trying to know how much money we put in.
No, not right.
I can only imagine. I've been around. I know already. But not how much money, but just like, was it new to you to kind of realize that you were going to front so much money, or did you realize that it was going to take so much effort and cash, or...
So you want to really know what my secret was? Going kind of back to what both of you guys said, you know, people have all these expectations when they think about starting a business. And my beautiful thing, my key secret, and I don't know if this will work for everybody, but I'm going to say it anyway, was I disattached myself. It's like this book by Deepak Chopra. I think it's called like the seven laws of success or something like that.
The seven imputable laws of success.
Yeah, whatever. But anyway.
I got to educate myself
so
really quick.
So what I really did was I just didn't have, I didn't have any expectations. I had the idea. I knew that I wanted to act on the idea, and I did. And I didn't have any expectations. I wasn't concerned about how much money I was going to put into it. I wasn't concerned about how much time I was going to put into it. I wasn't concerned how much money I was going to get out of it. I wasn't concerned about any of those things. I just did what I had to do. And detached myself from those, kind of became indifferent to those factors.
That's such a dope concept because you call it your brainchild, and when you're actually raising a child, not that I have, but I've helped with like nieces and nephews and things like that, and I watch the sacrifices parents make, whether they have it or not, their kids are gonna play sports, they're gonna get the books they need for school, the clothes they need from school, and that's, to me, pretty much how a business is. It's like, if you want to see your business succeed,
you'll find the means.
Yeah, it's like it's whatever, any means necessary, ultimately, because your business becomes a child and it has its needs and you have to fulfill them. And that's kind of the growth concept, I would say.
Honestly, I want to pose another question to Alex in terms of what he was mentioning for resiliency. For everything that you have encountered up to this point, what has that mindset really brought to you with approaching things and just being detached from the result?
Yeah, so here's the thing too, is because it's like, it's funny to me because I feel like a lot of people have these expectations for people who start businesses or people who already have successful businesses where they're like, oh, these people have some certain type of like, they don't feel, you know, this pain, or they don't feel like, they don't get impatient, or they don't get like let down, or they don't get like, sad, or like in these different modes or whatever. It's like, we're all human beings. We all have to experience those emotions. It's just how we decide to, I would say interpret them, but more so how we decide, if we decide to give them our energy or focus on them. So it's like, 100%. If something negative happens with the business, you know, I could choose to give that my attention, or I could choose to give my attention towards how am I going to fix this. And so really that's more so, what it's been as far as the resilience piece goes, because everybody faces those same issues. It's going to happen regardless, you know?
Word. My mom used to tell me as a kid, and I thought it was stupid because I heard it from everyone, never cry over spilled milk, just clean it up. That's such a basic concept, but it means so goddamn much.
A lot.
What's up, you guys? This is Jason from Distinguished Minds, and I wanted to hit you guys up in between this podcast to let you know that we just dropped two brand new tees over on our website. So go ahead and log on to www.distinguishedminds.com. Check out all of the beautiful apparel that is on there. Check out the blog, leave us a comment, and let's stay connected. Make sure you guys subscribe. If you're not into email, definitely follow us on Instagram and take a look at our YouTube channels as well. We will link those things in the comments of this podcast. So I love you guys. Let's get back to the podcast.
All right, you guys. So bringing it back to kind of acquired dose, what are some of the things you guys offer? Like if I wanted to get you guys to deliver things to me, what can I expect as a customer?
You know, actually, Jason, I'm going to take that just being the COO of the operation. I mean, we, like Alex mentioned before, we try to focus everything on the customer first, because ultimately we don't have a business if we don't have customers. So what we're trying to provide is a seamless customer service experience from order pickup to delivery and to actually, you know, consuming the product that you would be able to receive. And on our side, we're going to carry a numerous amounts of things that all people in the cannabis space would want when it comes to regular cannabis, the flower, when it comes to the concentrate, if you like vaping, if you are more a part of the CBD side and THC really isn't for you, if you don't like even using the flower itself and you want to digest it using an edible, that's also means for that as well. So on our side, on the product end, there's definitely a couple things that we have in play that we want to work with, and even some future things that we're looking to work with as well. Maybe even like toothpick, THC products, little vapors, like life.
Don't give them too much.
So, but yeah, we got a lot of upcoming stuff, man. My bad. You're right.
No, just you know,
secrets. True. It's really exciting though, Jason. Really
so that
exciting
is
stuff.
A lot. So I'm gonna ask just to shrink it and make it so easy for the customer. Give me your 15-second elevator pitch to like what I could truly expect from Acquired Dose as a customer. Like, what is the best part about it as a customer? What are some of like the super benefits, I guess you could say?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and take this one. So our super benefits is, I mean, you get a membership with us. You don't have to pay delivery fees, no taxes on your product either. So a 35 is a 35, if that's what you see it at on the website. You know, you order it, you get it in a prompt delivery time. You know, you get points, you earn points off of your purchases. You know, you get the kind, friendly customer service that Acquired Dose offers, and we have events, things like that that you get invited to as well. So it's really like we're trying to build a community, you know, out here for our people. So, and have them, you know, be a part of Acquired Dose with us.
So that was like 30 seconds, but I'll let you get it off. It's all good.
It's a vision, man. We're working on it.
So what you guys are saying is if Mikey's cousin Tyrone up the street had it for 35, you guys can compete and have it at 35 as well, because I guess kind of walk me through what the tax thing is a little bit.
Yeah, no, we can definitely do that. And I mean, our product will be guaranteed, you know, lab tested. So the THC amount, you know, what strain is it, all those different things will be 100% guaranteed. You know, we've all had our cousin down the street or whatever talking about they got the hottest new brand. You know, oh, hey, I got the Runts, I got the cookies,
I got the Fire OG.
It's some indoor. Next thing you know, he telling you it's some outdoor, and you know all that stuff. So that's one factor. You know, that's obviously it would be different, but also on the tax side, that's what's keeping a lot of people from buying in the legal market is it's highly taxed. You know, you go to a cannabis club or delivery service and you end up paying $60 for 35, you know, after you pay delivery fees and tax and things like that. So it's kind of just outrageous. And, you know, it's making me want to buy from Pookie down the street. You know, so
for real.
It's a problem that needs to be solved. So I figured might as well solve it.
Solve it. Yeah. I mean, feel like we have a solution to the problem, especially for the people that do consume cannabis and even for the people that don't consume cannabis, because just like our name, you know, depicts, it's an acquired dose, right? And you don't know unless you actually take that dose, right? And when you do, it's acquired. So it's not gonna work out for everybody, but we're just trying to find the best way we knew to approach it to our market and our customers. That way everybody can have the same exposure to what Acquired Dose is really bringing to the table.
Yeah, man, I think one of the coolest things I've learned, because I don't actually smoke or consume, but the education you guys have kind of put me through, like on CBD and different forms of being able to consume. It's not always just the flower, but there's some things for health benefits, which I thought was really dope. So for another customer like me, what are some of the health benefits that you guys provide in terms of health and wellness? I guess it would be.
Definitely, you know, it has a wide variety of health benefits. You know, I'm not a doctor, obviously, so I can't fully speak to them. But, yeah, you know, different things like, you know, they help with depression, anxiety.
Sorry, I didn't cut you off, but definitely speak to your doctor if you're interested in different things before you consume any.
Yes, please consult your physicians to make sure you guys have the legal, not even the legal, the proper documentation to make sure that you guys can't consume this product. And it's not going to harm your health in any way.
Yeah, because you damn sure won't be suing me on my second episode of my podcast.
Don't be suing us either. That's not how it works. But
yeah, like I'm sure a lot of people read in articles and things like that. You know, it does help with like sleeping, depression, body aches.
Mm-hmm. Anxiety. Sleep, like back ailments, the pain.
Even if you just want to meditate or chill out for a little bit or... You know,
have a good laugh. I mean, there's a lot of things that cannabis can be used for. And just what makes it really interesting in the space is that not a lot of people understand what it's for because it's been labeled as a drug for such a long time when it actually be used as more holistic medicine and be used in a lot more beneficial ways than how it's currently being consumed within the market. So for somebody like you just mentioned that may not smoke as much, we do have other products that you guys can use. Like tonics, smaller CBD cartridges or things along that nature. We actually are trying to partner with other brands that do specialize in more of the health and wellness sector. That way we can cover more of a broader space and treat people just like yourself or somebody that doesn't have chronic ailments and may just need something other than, you know, a Percocet or, you know, a Vicodin to feel better.
Got it. And I know you guys are super busy guys, so I appreciate you guys for taking the time out to connect with me. I just got a few questions left.
No, man, that's cool, man.
So the industry has been one of the weirdest business industries I've been in. What's the best thing that you guys have found after entering this industry that you guys love about it? And what's been like the biggest headache to overcome? Without giving too much information, of course.
I'm going to go speak my piece about it first, then I'm going to pass it on to Alex. So the beneficial thing that I see about it, it's such a new space. Everyone's willing to help. You know, it's all hands on deck for everybody that we've met so far. Yeah, we do hit some bumps in the road, but it's an 80-20 split when it terms of who is actually bringing on board to help. But on the other side of things, when things aren't as great, you might have not the right people in place because this space is so new and everyone is so excited to be a part of it. What do you think, Alex?
Yeah, you know, the analogy we like to use, and I've heard it from multiple people in the industry, is this is the Wild Wild West. Okay. You know, and the good thing about the Wild Wild West was, you know, like Southern Charm and Southern Hospitality, people are willing to invite you over and feed you and help you out. But there's also a lot of people out there, you know, trying to get over as well.
Rattlesnakes and shotguns.
Yeah, and then the laws are constantly changing as well, you know, just like in the Wild Wild West. So those are some things that are, so it's, like you said, it's definitely an interesting industry to get into / be in, just because of all the regulations that are changing. They're all new, they're forming, you know, but like Jide said, it's good to have the community of pioneers there to back you up as well.
Mm-hmm. It makes it actually pretty interesting because in this sense, you know, we would be considered an early adopter, really before the mainstream really came along. So we feel as if we're putting ourselves in a really good position as the market continues to expand because we're going to be one of the first people within it that we're able to maneuver as the laws were changing. That way we can actually grow as the market grows and expands, as I just mentioned before. So so it's exciting. You know, a lot of things are changing. There's benefits on all sides and, you know, there's downfalls on other sides as well. But like Alex mentioned before, when we first started it, it really just depends on how you look at it. You got to detach yourself from the result and just continue to actually do the work and not think about the work. And that's what makes things exciting.
All right, you guys. So thank you for catching up with me on this episode of Stream of Consciousness. Let us know where we can find Acquired Dose. Drop your guys' ads and anything else you guys want to say to the people. This is your guys' time. Run that ad.
Yeah, most definitely. We appreciate everybody. Just go ahead and check us out. You can check out our website. It's www.acquireddose.com. Again, that's www.acquireddose.com. And our Instagram is at Acquired Dose. And that's ACQUIREDOSE. That's at Acquired Dose again. Appreciate everybody. Check us out. We definitely love all the local support. So just hit us up.
Yeah, and I would definitely say throughout the Bay Area, these guys are doing pretty amazing things. So if you see Alex or GA around, they're very good and nice people. So definitely shake their hand, start a conversation with them. If you are into the cannabis or cannabis industry, definitely connect with these guys. They're on to something very, very, very amazing. Jade, did you have anything to say before you?
No. Just appreciate you having us on today, Jason. You know, it's been great just to talk to our audience about what we're trying to create. And we really hope that you guys reach out and see what we're about in the near future, because it's definitely going to be a very exciting thing. So thanks for having us, Jason.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Thank you guys for coming on. Before we get out of here, you guys already know who I am. That is at @distinguished_Jason. No E in that, and you guys can definitely check out the brand. We just dropped 2 brand new t-shirts on the website, so head over to www.distinguishedminds.com, and always remember to distinguish yourself from the rest. I will catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you guys.